This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A new whale identification program uses artificial intelligence to identify humpbacks by their flukes. Through photographs shared by whale watchers, the citizen science program Happy Whale has recorded thousands of whales that travel to and from Alaska. KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
It's a special moment watching a gigantic humpback going for a deep dive. The whale's back arches, the tail swings up, disappearing below the surface, like the pointed toes of an Olympic diver. The tail fins or flukes are unique to each whale. The black and white pattern on the underside are precise identifiers.
Like facial recognition, we can tell who it is.
Ted Cheeseman is an expedition scientist who has studied whales all over the world, including in Antarctica. He created the program Happy Whale as a way to track humpbacks, a species that's known to travel thousands of miles. It's helping to answer a lot of questions about their individual behavior.
You know, who does the whale hang out with? Does the whale have a calf? You know, what is the larger story here? Such that we can, you know, build family relationships and so on, tell more of the story of the individual. And to me, that's a huge part of this.
The difference between this photo ID program and others in the past is the manpower needed. Happy Whale uses an automated computer program to ID the photos instead of people doing it by hand. Just one full-time and two part-time employees run the database and confirm the results. The program started in 2015, but took years to test and fine-tune. Now, whale watchers can share their fluke photos and locations to the online database, which has identified 68,000 humpbacks worldwide. The program started with 18,000 whale photos that had been previously ID'd by hand. Cheeseman says this is way more efficient.
Somebody gives me a data set of 1,000 photos. It used to be that that would be an hour per photo. The actual matching time is now insignificant. Someone gives me 1,000 photos and I can tell them the next day, 700 of them are these known whales and these 300, those are probably new. You know, it's pretty cool.
The program has documented about 30,000 humpbacks in the North Pacific, which Cheeseman expects is about 70% of the population. Participants are rewarded for their work. They usually get an initial response within a few days to a week and get notices when their whale is spotted again. Dennis Rogers is a longtime whale-watching guide in Petersburg and has uploaded over 5,500 photos to the program.
It's very interesting just to see their migrations. Some of these whales go to Hawaii for the winter and they're resighted there, which we get a notification when that resighting happens. Some of our whales go to Mexico. It's real interesting. Some of our whales go to Mexico one year and Hawaii the next year.
Rogers encourages his clients to send in their photos as well. He says other tracking systems, including satellite tags, can fall off whales within days.
This is purely uninvasive and gives a great amount of information over time. Some of our whales we've been tracking for close to 40 years.
Cheeseman believes that over 95% of humpbacks in Southeast Alaska are in the database already. But that's just the start of Happy Whale, as the program is expanding. Cheeseman hopes to automate dorsal fin recognition within the year, which would allow them to identify and track orcas and other species a lot faster. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
The beaches in Clam Gulch and Inilchik won't open to clammers this summer after all. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it will keep the beaches closed for the 8th year in a row because of a continued grim outlook for the razor clams on the east side of Cook Inlet. Mike Booz is area manager for the Sport Fish Division of Fish and Game.
Growth was really poor on both beaches, and the survivability of the adult clams was really low.
His department has closed the beaches to clamming since 2015 due to low razor clam counts there. The population crashed about a decade ago and has been slow to bounce back. As for next year, Booz says the outlook is borderline, but the department will still be back out at the beach next March and April anyway to conduct surveys.
I have a touch of optimism for next year, but not holding my breath.
For now, clammers will have to stick to the west side of the inlet where the population is healthier. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.
Join KMBA News weekdays at 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon for important stories from around the state and more. Connect to the podcast at knba.org.